So, I watched a video. I see you have some issues with the decorations over the Holland Tunnel.
Yes.
So, what specifically do you have a problem with?
It's the placement of the Christmas tree over the letter N, which doesn't fit when it's right next to the letter A, where it would fit perfectly.
Now, why is this an issue for you in particular? You say you have OCD?
I had it when I was younger. I've luckily, kind of warded it off mostly. And I don't know if it's one of those issues that comes back when I see it, but when I see it, it just, for me personally, it makes my skin itch. I get angry. I get anxious staring at it. And it just looks awful, to be frankly honest with you.
Okay, fair enough. Now, how often do you use the tunnel? Is this like an everyday thing for you?
Yeah, I use a tunnel 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay. Now, there's a poll. I don't know if you saw the poll, but there's some options here. So I want to run down the options with you and you tell me which one you think is the best. Cool? All right. So you have leave the decorations as they are, which I'm assuming based off of your answers so far, not cool, right?
Not cool at all.
Not cool. Okay. Second, move the tree to hang over the A in the word Holland, which is what you are in support of, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Move the tree to hang over the A and remove the second reef that's now over the U in the word tunnel.
I would prefer the second one personally.
Okay. You prefer the A and but you're okay with the O over the U in the word tunnel?
Yeah, I don't want anything to come down. I just wanted it changed over. I think when you take things down, it's going to take away from the holiday spirit. That's
Okay.
not the goal.
All right, so just move it over. And then the fourth one, the last one is add a tree to hang over the A, but keep and adjust the existing tree to make the decorations more symmetrical.
I wouldn't mind if that one goes, but obviously I would like option two.
Okay, now since you made this video, I mean, what has the reaction been like for you?
I mean, it's been insane. That's the only thing I can say to try to explain what it is. I mean, I have 10 winds calling me, asking me questions, which is nuts. The response has just been incredible. There's nothing I would ever even think would be possible, to be frankly honest with you.
Now, have you been getting a lot of people just reacting on social media saying thank you or telling you off? What's been the
Yeah,
reaction from?
well, a little bit of both. The response has been pretty positive for the most part. A lot of the messages I've gotten, which is hundreds, if not thousands, have all been thank you for doing this. I've been, it's been bothering me for years. Finally, someone's saying something about it. I can't thank you enough for saying something about it. Like I said, one guy told me he avoids the tunnel just to take the Lincoln instead of to stare at the thing, which I can't tell you that's true or not, but that's what he said. It sounds ridiculous to me, but. That's just it. The response has been overwhelming. And then, now I'm starting to get the haters who just call me fat and stuff, so that's cool too.
Okay, so you're getting some of both, but I think it's definitely a public service here that you're providing if people are responding in that way. So, what gave you the idea to make this video? I mean, something in you snap? I mean, what made you do the video?
Well, I posted it the last few years on social media and it got a little reaction, like just on like Facebook and Instagram. And then this year, I just made the video, and I happened to be at Home Depot, and it's just like I woke up the next day, and news stations are calling me. I don't know how it happened. So it's not really hit a nerve with me. It must have hit a nerve with everyone else, to be frankly honest. And somehow I became the guy pushing this thing.
Yeah, and so now you have this petition. The Port Authority, obviously, I just read you the sort of the options there that they're conducting on their own public poll. So now you've got news outlets calling, you got people reacting, you got the Port Authority. I mean, how do you feel now? Are you feeling really good about yourself? Hero status here? You may make a real positive change here for
I
people.
don't feel like anything until Sunday when this poll's over and I see if something changes. Because if nothing changes, what was this all for?
That's fair. Fair enough. All right. Well, Corey, I hope to circle back with you then, just to for an update and get your reaction then. Is that cool?
Yeah, like I said, if you can just plug the petition and plug the SurveyMonkey. The problem with the SurveyMonkey I have is with the three different options or four different options, I don't know if they're trying to Ross Perot me and, give just the haters, they're going to just say, don't move it, and then the three are going to be split. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I kind of wish they just had one or the other, but we'll see what happens.